Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark Scores with you. And as a recent New York Times article highlighted, the American population is older than it's ever been, with more than 55 million people over the age of 65. They also highlighted an unfortunate reality that there aren't enough doctors to give them the care they need. Joining us now is Dr. Molly Ellman, senior care-focused physician at the 65 Prime Plus facility at Mercy Primary Care. Dr. Ellman, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, so I think we keep hearing the headline about the American population getting older, and we understand what that means maybe on the economy or on the workload of younger Americans. But one thing I really didn't think about are geriatricians, doctors who specialize in working with older adults. What can you tell us about geriatrician? Is it like the name, like a pediatrician? That's exactly their specialty?
Yeah, that's right. So geriatricians are doctors who have special training in caring for older adults. Typically, this will come after a residency in internal medicine or family medicine. So there's typically 1 to 2 years of geriatric fellowship training that geriatricians will complete. And we learn in our training how to care specifically for older adults and common geriatric syndromes, such as polypharmacy, cognitive impairment, frailty, urinary incontinence, falls. Those are just some of the things that we have extra training in our fellowship for.
Yeah, I think I tend to break people down like the aspirin bottle, like under 2 years of age, under 12, and then older than 12. And I know that's not how the human body works. And so you mentioned some of the fundamental differences in older Americans, which, like you said, weakness, frailty, muscle mass declining, their immune systems. I guess it's a pretty long list of things that are fundamentally different as you age.
Yeah, that's right. So older adults definitely are more prone to chronic medical conditions like diabetes, heart disease, kidney disease, but also, sensory impairments such as hearing impairment, vision impairment, that really affects quality of life. Definitely older adults process medications differently. They're more sensitive to side effects of medication. And definitely just more susceptible to any infection and illness. So lots of things to consider when we're caring for older adults. It really is a very complex picture. Mm-hmm. Lots of things to think about there.
The New York Times story pointed out that there is about one geriatrician for every 10,000 older Americans, and that ratio is getting worse, with the number of board-certified geriatricians falling from 10,000 in the year 2000 to just under 7,400 in 2022. How much do those numbers or that reality concern you being in the field?
Yeah, so that is, it's a reality and it is definitely concerning. When I was in training, about 7 years ago for geriatrics, we were already thinking about that. People have been thinking about that in the field of geriatrics for a long time. So we're aware that unfortunately there's not enough formally trained geriatricians to go around. So everyone in the field, I think, kind of sees it as our calling to provide education, and any training wherever we can to other, whether it's other physicians or nurses or other people in the healthcare field about how to take care of older adults. So we're all kind of trying to diffuse the knowledge we got in training. But the reality is that there are just not enough geriatricians to go around. So we have to rely on our, primary care colleagues, internists, family medicine docs to help carry that load.
What do you think is steering people away from becoming a geriatrician and specializing in the field of caring for older adults?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think part of it is the complexity. It's really, it's something that, you know, it takes a lot of, you know, extra kind of training and medical understanding. So part of it, I think, is the complexity. Unfortunately, geriatrics is not a highly compensated field. So people in medicine may be, you know, turned off from that. But really, it's just, I think some people think, oh, I don't necessarily need that extra training. It's just more time I have to be, you know, learning and in school as opposed to kind of getting things started. So yeah, I think some of those might be some of the deterrents there.
Yeah. So when it comes to the compensation, and again, this was an average that the New York Times pointed out, that a geriatrician can make about $258,000 compared with an average physician salary of $350,000. And if, as you mentioned, there's other complications in working with older adults, why is the compensation so much less in the geriatric field?
Gosh, I wish I knew that. You know, I don't have a great answer for you there. I've known that's been the reality. I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I think definitely there are a lot of geriatricians end up staying, formally trained geriatricians will end up staying in academics, and academics is just generally lower compensated than non-academic fields. So that could be part of the reason. I'm not sure otherwise, but that's one thought.
Would it have something to do with older patients, a lot of them using like Medicare, which might not reimburse physicians as much as private insurance would?
That could play a role. I think, I'm not entirely sure. I mean, certainly Medicare reimbursement is changing. So time will tell kind of how all that will shake out. But yeah, it is really unfortunate. the compensation structure is unfortunate.
When you look at the care for older Americans, one of the complexities that was brought up is just like over prescriptions. Like there's so many prescriptions, there are a lot of chronic conditions, and a lot of times patients may not get better, right? They're getting older. How would you sell this field to someone who's looking into becoming a physician? And how would you say, hey, I think you should focus on older Americans?
Yeah, so what you're describing is polypharmacy, the prescription of multiple medications at once. We certainly, you know, see prescribing cascades every day. So that means, you know, a patient gets prescribed one medication to treat a condition, that medication will cause a side effect, then they'll be prescribed a second medication to treat the side effect of the third medication, and then often a third or even fourth medication to treat side effects of medications that they've been prescribed. So that prescribing cascade can be really dangerous for the patient. It leads to, you know, unnecessary hospitalizations and decrease in function, you know, from side effects. But so that's a really common thing that I see every day. And I think one of the most rewarding aspects of my job is that I really am able to recognize that and kind of stop that before it starts. And so with older adults, I mean, yes, there are lots of things that we have to consider, lots of complex medical issues. And like you said, sometimes those don't always get better and they're hard to treat, but there are some really kind of small changes that we can make. And one of those is, you know, eliminating unnecessary medication, stopping prescribing cascades that can make a huge impact in the quality of life and function of older adults. So the fact that we can do, you know, something as simple as stopping a medication and really improve quality of life is a huge upside to my job and one of my favorite things to do every day.
Like how do you actually do that? How do you get people to want to do that?
Yeah, so, you know, I think money is one part of it, right? So everybody, you know, that matters to most people in any field. But I will say, you know, for physicians who really are interested in caring for older adults, improving function, making a big difference in quality of life for older patients, you know, I think there are other things besides money and salary that impact that decision. So, for example, my employer, Mercy, we have a new exciting model of care called 65 Prime Plus, which is where I practice. It's a primary care model that takes care of older adults only. So we specialize in the care of older patients, and we have, you know, extra things that make the job really wonderful and rewarding. So we have longer time with our patients. We have smaller patient panels. We have the opportunity to really spend time with them and get to know them and take, you know, take care of them in a way that we as physicians have kind of always wanted to care for our patients. So providing that individual attention, getting that extra time with them, those things go a really long way in bringing people to do, you know, certain roles and certain jobs. So, you know, for example, having extra time and being able to see fewer patients and spend more time with them can really sort of outweigh any amount of money, in my opinion, when trying to, you know, get people to take care of older adults.
Yeah, what you mentioned the 65 prime plus, that's almost like, you know, a mission. It's the human side of things, which is why a lot of people go into the field in the first place. So like you said, money is great, but if you are passionate about this and you can spend more time with patients and talk with patients through this, that can be a mission-driven field.
That's exactly right. And that's exactly what our model is embodying. We have providers who are dedicated to caring for older patients and really want to be able to provide them the highest level of care. And the patients really love it because they feel like their providers get to sit down with them, get to know them. And, you know, that's one of the most important things about caring for older patients is knowing them well. And so patients who know their doctors and trust their doctors, and when their doctors are available to them, they can get into their office when they have a problem. You know, they can spend an hour with them for their annual wellness visit, getting to know, you know, what are your advanced care planning wishes, what things are most important to you, what matters in your quality of life and your function. Those types of relationships are really what will help us take the most excellent care of older adults that we can. And that just really is very, very difficult to do in a busy sort of in and out 15, 20 minute office visit. So in terms of optimizing the healthcare of older adults, the opportunity to spend more time and get patients in quickly when they need to be seen is an amazing opportunity for us as physicians and also for patients as well.
You mentioned 65 prime plus. Can you go into more detail about what that would mean for patients?
Yeah, so our clinic model is a primary care model for patients who are typically over 65 or patients that have Medicare or Medicare Advantage plans. So like I said, we're specializing in the care of older adults. It's a Mercy primary care clinic. So, you know, no need for any type of any special modifications. It's under the Mercy umbrella. But all of the providers in our clinics, in our 65 prime plus clinics, are devoted and dedicated to the care of older patients. They're interested in it. And we have special resources and support in our system to provide that care. So that looks like, you know, longer patient visit times, smaller patient panels for the providers. So we're taking care of fewer patients, but we get to spend more time with them. Different staffing ratios in terms of our nursing support, our clinic support. And like I said, a big issue is the access, so being able to get patients in when they need to be seen.
I'm sure potential patients would want to know about cost, if it's more expensive, if it's anything different than what they might normally do.
Yeah, it's not. And that's the best part about our model. People say, like, what's the catch? I can't believe this. It seems too good to be true. And they're expecting me to tell them, like, oh, yeah, it's an extra, you know, $3,000 a year, some type of concierge cost. And it's not. It's just as though you were going to any typical Mercy primary care practice. There's no extra associated cost. It's really just like I said, a Mercy's response to the growing population, the knowledge that we need to take better care of older adults. We need to prepare ourselves for this influx of seniors. And so this is what we're doing to help.
And we're talking with Dr. Molly Ellman, senior care focused physician at the 65 Prime Plus. So if people are listening, Dr. Ellman, and like they already have a primary physician, but now they want to switch, is that something you can do? You know, just call the 65 Prime Plus facility and switch doctors, become a new patient there?
Yeah, so we have two clinics currently open in the St. Louis area. And we are opening several more in 2025. So, you know, certainly for people that feel like they need more specialized care in terms of older adults, if they have more complex medical needs, absolutely we are taking new patients to our clinics. You know, I think it's an important thing to consider. Like I said, you know, the relationship with your primary care doctor is a really important one. So people that doctors know them well and, you know, they trust their doctor and have a good relationship with them. I think that's something really important to consider. We certainly don't want people who have, you know, an amazing relationship with their doctor and are having all their needs met, you know, come to a 65 prime plus clinic just because they're 65. But I think for those patients who are looking for, you know, a more specialized care, who have more complex chronic medical needs, that would certainly be someone we'd love to see in our clinic.
Just to follow up on that, would it be conceivable that somebody could keep their doctor they've had for a long time, but also come to the clinic, or would that be, you know, sort of redundant?
Yeah, so our clinic is a primary care clinic, and patients really can only have one primary care doctor. So if you switch to a Mercy 65 Prime Plus clinic, you will be effectively transferring your primary care, and you would no longer see, you know, your previous primary care doctor.
Dr. Molly Ellman, senior care-focused physician at 65 Prime Plus, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And where can people find more information about 65 Prime?
Yeah, so if you go to mercy.net and type in 65 Prime, you'll see all the information there with information about our clinics. And we have, you know, 65 Prime Plus clinics all across Mercy's region. So, you know, they're all across the ministry. But if you type in 65 Prime Plus at mercy.net and focus in on St. Louis, you'll find us there.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dr. Molly Ellman, senior care physician at 65 Prime Plus. This is the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.